the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop New Haven, Connecticut. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Cats That Won't Shut the Fuck Up. When you need to move somewhere or just trip over things in your apartment, you should always call on Cats That Don't Shut the Fuck Up. You can find them at catsthatdontshutthefuckup.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a discount for our loyal listeners. Something like that. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the cat-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns.
Well, hello.
What do you like? Is he going to the Donna Sugar School of Broadcast now? It's like, well, hello, no, listeners.
No, you know, it's just that when I say hello, you always go, what? Is that all you got?
Is that all you got? Right. Is it? We've been doing this show together for how long now?
I don't. It's a year, yeah, almost.
Right. It's my shtick to complain about things. I don't know if you've realized
I have to watch my tone with you, you know, because, I mean, if my tone is just not the perfect podcasty sort of pitch.
Right.
You know.
Right. Then we're no better than the Boo Hookers.
So the Boo Hookers.
That's
right.
All I got to say.
For those of you not watching live tonight, we were talking about the Boo Hookers.
Now, did you listen to the latest Boo Hooker show?
I am behind on the Boo Hooker show.
Let me just say this. On the latest Boo Hooker show, someone sent him something in the P.O. box, and he was very, you know, like, this is why we do this. And he was like, and it hurts my feelings when people pick on my audio and say it's like a little dig at me for like picking on their audio or whatever. Yeah. You know what? What we need, Adam, what we need is we need another comedy podcast that can have a fake fight with us and not get their feelings hurt because we're just joking. We joke. That's what we do here. We joke.
We do joke. That is true. Well, you know, I have to admit, because I thought, man, what if he's what if his feelings are hurt? So I was like, I talked to him at some point and I'm like, now, you know, what is that catchphrase that like TV stations will use or whatever, you know,
balls of steel.
It's something like, you know, the opinions of so-and-so are not necessarily
not necessarily those of the station as advertisers or anyone in particular.
Right, exactly. Right. So, you know, the opinions stated on DI Plus are not necessarily my personal opinions.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing there. So,
let me get this out of the way right up front here. I don't know if you know this or not. I moved to New Haven, Connecticut.
I do. Yeah. I see boxes behind you. There are like millions of Tupperware boxes.
No, they're not Tupperware. Behind you. Tupperware is far too expensive. This is the cheap Walmart Rubbermaid, I think, boxes back there that house my things in my office.
Are you paying my paycheck?
I am.
This week?
I am.
Oh, great.
Although, you know, I've had these boxes. I was telling Robert the other day, you know, we've been together 8 years and we've lived in 7 different places. So I've had these boxes for quite a while. Some of them have never been gone through. It's a true story. Yeah, so I'm here. We're here on the fourth floor in downtown New Haven. And I have this great view out the window. And so I was thinking, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to position the desk here so that the cameras face out. And then when we do the video, people can see. And now I realize I always record when it's dark outside. So really all you get to see is that street lamp.
I think I see a building. Is there a building? Is there like a red brick building behind the street lamp?
Yes, there's a red brick building.
I do see a red brick building.
Right. But over here, there's yet another building, but it has no street lamps on it. So it just looks like a dark. So what I need to do is I need to do what you did and just put green screens back there. All right. So anyway, so the point is that because I was moving, we couldn't record this past weekend when we normally record. So we are actually recording on an off night. We are not broadcasting while we're recording because there are other shows that are on Pride 48, the fabulous Pride 48 network, and that we don't want to step on anyone's toes, nor do we want to pull a John Ong. Maybe John Ong could be our nemesis.
And broadcast at the same time.
Maybe John Ong could be our nemesis. We don't want to pull a John Ong and broadcast at the same time as other people, because that would just, quite frankly, that'd be rude. So, so, you know, we didn't
those mind. Asians.
Those crazy Gaijins. But anyway, so what I want to do is, I know that this is my point, is tonight is Thursday night, June 14th. And there's a very special thing taking place right as we're recording the show. And that would be Stephen from Wisconsin, who now has packed up his shit and is moving to Connecticut, is traveling across the country. And I can report, as of 0 minutes ago, he is in Newton Falls, Ohio.
All right.
And it looks like that means he may be bedding down for the night. He is because he has checked in at the Holiday Inn Express and Newton Falls of all this
now,
information.
How do you know that? Is that Foursquare?
All
or?
This information is being brought to you tonight by Google Latitude. Google Latitude to share your location with those closest to you or just people who are stalking you on the internet. So
Google Latitude, I know it shows you a little arrow on a map, right? Using the GPS or something of their in their phone or something like that.
If you have an Android phone, it's built right into your phone. But yeah, if you have a Windows phone or a iPhone, you run the app and it runs.
So
and periodically it
also
it
shows
you.
When you check into hotels?
Yes, it does, because if you use that check-in feature, and you'll see here, I'm going to share this window here. See, this is what I'm seeing, which is there is Steven Zimmer. He is checked in at the Holiday Inn Express in Newton Falls, Ohio, as of 1 minute ago.
You know, it's funny how he never changes that shirt.
I know. Yeah.
He's always wearing the same right. damn thing.
And now what we can do here is we can zoom in on his spot there. So this would be the Holiday Inn Express. As you can see, let's switch over to the satellite view, Bob. It looks like he's right across the street from an Econo Lodge, but he apparently has got a... You know what? Let's get him on the phone and see if we can suss this out here. Is that right? I don't want to hijack the show here, but it is exciting time, you know, when Stephen... Now, he won't be able to hear you because I'm not making this as a Skype call, but you will be able to hear him.
I was going to say, with all that moving, you've got actually gotten phone lines into the mixer.
That's my cat down there. He's very upset because he can't get out the door. All right, here we go. We're going to call him now.
Maybe you could hook up a little input into your mic out or your headphone jack.
I could maybe do it. Hello, is this Steven Zimmer? So we're recording, high atop the internets here on DI Plus. It appears on our computing devices that you have checked in at the Holiday Inn Express in Newton Falls, Ohio. Is that correct?
Correct.
You are the 100th person to check in that room at the Holiday Inn Express. Congratulations, you've won a very big prize. So
tell him to check for bed bugs.
Yeah, now you can't hear Adam because we're just not quite, frankly, that sophisticated here, but he wants you to make sure that you check for bed bugs. Okay. So how's the trip been today, Stephen? You know, I know you got a really bright and early start this morning at about 12:30. So shortly after your leisurely lunch, you decided to take your trip.
It's been long.
It's been long. I've been following your progress, you know, on the Google Latitudes. I've noticed you came very, very close to going into Michigan, and then you decided not to, right? The last minute, or the interstate did, one or the other. It's just kind of, you know, you were flirting with Michigan there for a bit.
Yes.
So it's now...
GPS.
Right. It's now 9:30 at night. So how many states have you traveled through since noon today?
Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
So four states. Wow. And you've only got, what, another three states to go then?
You know, that's...
I believe so.
Right. Adam? Yes, what, Adam?
That's how they make the states up north. They're so small, you can travel through like 10 of them in
Adam
one
is
day.
Adam saying that he's making a small penis joke about the states in the north.
Nothing to do with peni.
You do know that Wisconsin is not in the north, right? It's kind of like in the Midwest, really. Would Wisconsin be considered a Midwestern state?
Okay.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, we'll let you get back to sleep then, Stephen. So what time do you think you'll be arriving in the state, in the Nutmeg State tomorrow?
Well, the GPS unit says I've got about 8 hours more driving, so 8 hours from whenever I start tomorrow morning.
Excellent. So you'll be getting another bright and early start at around noon, so we should expect you around 8:30 tomorrow evening. Is that about right?
We guess more close to 5 or 6.
5 or 6? Geez, what time are you going to get up?
Nine?
Is that because the homeless guy next door is like gonna like beat on the door and wake you up or something? That's, you know, you're not working right now, so you should just enjoy the time to sleep in.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
9 o'clock and sleeping in the rain.
I didn't understand what you just said.
Neither did anybody.
Oh, 9 o'clock is sleeping in for you. I got it. I understand now. All right. Excellent. All right. Well, I'm sure that my, my workmate, Mr. Lori Dean, your new roommate, will be delighted as punch that he won't get to leave work early tomorrow, that you won't be there until after work. So I know he was not looking forward to leaving work early at all. No, he wasn't, because he's a dedicated employee. All right. Well, thank you, Stephen from Wisconsin. And Adam says, best of luck.
Yeah. All that.
All right. Good night, sir. I gotta find out how to hang up. Oh, Myron!
You know, you could really, man. That is gonna put us to the level of audio quality
of the Boo Honker
cocktails
show.
And
right.
cream puffs. So I mean, you could have found a spare line in for the phone. I would have. Everybody, because when he was talking, you know, right. and I don't know if anybody's gonna be able to understand that, but
I don't think so.
I think the next segment of the show, I need to call Mittens in the Philippines.
I think you should too.
And just, you know, and maybe I should do it with like a tin can and a string or something.
It
you
would
know?
Be about the same, you know. You know, that was just a what am I looking for? That was like a top of the head, you know, spontaneous thing there. I just, you know, I wasn't trying to make a segment out of it or anything like that. Oops, I got it.
Well, it was. I'm going to skip the next topic that I put on there and do that next week.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say, speaking of someone coming to where you're at.
Yes.
Mittens, or a.k.a. Mark, the Filipino.
Yes.
Will be back here. I don't even know if I should do the countdown because it's so close, but he will be here on Saturday.
Saturday. Now, are you just going to slap this show right out, right? You're not going to do any editing.
I'm going to try to get it out, but I'm taking my parents out to eat for Mother's and Father's Day tomorrow night as well. So,
Send me the audio and I'll edit and put it up because there's no need to edit. We just need to get the show out.
Oh, well, if you want to, hey, if you're volunteering, by all means. Anyway, it's showing that I have 1 day, 22 hours, 26 minutes and 9 seconds. So I've been trying to get ready. It's been so busy because I need to clean. I have had, okay, this is how horrible I am, people. I think I posted a picture on Facebook like a month and a half ago of a pot roast that I cooked for Mittens in February for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And it had mold all over it.
Yes.
Because
and then you talked
the
about this. You talked about this on the Boo Hacker show.
Well, so anyway, I wanted to say that as of last night, I have finally washed the crock pot that pot roast was in. So I threw away the pot roast, but the actual ceramic container was sitting in the sink for a month and a half. Now, it always interrupts you, by the way.
I know, it does. I think it is equally, you know, whatever. Hello.
Hey, guys. Here's another celebrity death. Richard Dawson died 79 due to cancer. Fun. Yeah. Sad news.
I know.
All right.
It's very sad.
Talk to you later. RambleRedhead.com.
RambleRedhead.com. That was the, yeah.
Ramble, you didn't listen to the last show.
Now, in his defense, when did this come in? We recorded. Yeah, it was the day we recorded.
So. I struggle. Now, I know that these calls supposedly come in live while we're recording.
They do.
But I'm gonna take you guys who listen to this episode behind the curtain a little bit and say that they're pre-recorded. But
I disagree. They're live calls that come in with no particular agenda and/or time.
Trust me. From the one who does the work. No, but I have this debate about whether, okay, we have this debate with our ESP that we have about whether to take calls on a secondary show for someone who died the show previous.
Right.
But then I think, oh, they went to all that trouble of calling in and, you know, whatever.
It's true, but then we also, you know, since we're behind the scenes here. By the way, the reason that the calls interrupt you more than they interrupt me is because I'm thinking I'm talking and then I don't think to go and push the button. You have the ability to play your audio through to me as well. You could just as easily ring the phone and interrupt me.
I don't have the celebrity death phone over here.
Yes, you do. You have a phone ring. I'll send you the sign. Anyway,
I don't know.
This is what I'm trying to get at, is at some point, like right now, it's
wow, that's a good
one,
point.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's a potential that we're going to have 9 phone calls this evening. Right?
Maybe.
Right.
Just guessing. We might have 9.
And on really busy, like that one time where we had all the monkeys dying and we had monkeys dying and Don Cornelius and all that stuff. You know, we did an entire show.
We had like 20 something calls.
And so the point is that, yeah, it's cute to play 2 or 3 of them every time. But the people who didn't win, you know, especially the ones that didn't say anything, did you just get a blue screen of death on your background?
No.
It's like there's an audio. All right, so he's testing out this background. So he's not green screen anymore. So he's actually putting pictures up there. And I swear to God, the picture behind him, the Serengeti plane behind him, just BSOD'd.
No, no, the video that I'm using is an aquarium, and apparently there is a credits at the
right,
end.
Right, the credits.
And it's
of
in
the
blue.
Aquarium.
Now you see I have sharks behind me.
The part
me
of the pilot whale was played by Pilot the Whale.
It's actually doing a very nice job.
The part
screening
of the manta ray was played by Big Fatty.
When you guys see the live broadcast, you will love my background.
You will love it.
Love it.
When are we going to do another? Like, we need to figure out when we're going to do our normal live show.
We'll have to schedule that at some. I don't know.
It's going to be tricky coming up here in the next few weeks because New York City Pride is next weekend, and this weekend I'm going into New York on a different day. So I'm a big urban guy now. I'm a big urban busy guy.
I think
busy.
That Sunday afternoons will be a good time to kind of lock in once Pride's over, probably.
Yeah, we can do Sunday afternoons normally, but just not next Sunday afternoon.
Right. So next week, it may have to be like a Thursday or a Friday again.
Right. Did we do the
Saturday
countdown to Mittens? I'm trying to figure out where to
We did
move
the countdown to Mittens, but
card.
I'm still doing the preparing because
okay.
I wasn't finished
there
with
we
that.
Go. All right. So, there we go. So go ahead.
I've been running around here like crazy, and I got this stupid idea. I hope he doesn't listen anymore, because I don't think he does, that he likes cookies. And so I got this idea that what I was going to do is I'm going to bake, because I make really good cookies, chewy, just the way that I like them. And he happens
chewy,
to like chewy cookies
moist,
as well.
And delicious.
They
you
are.
Love my cookies.
My cookies are very moist.
I've heard that your cookies bring all the boys to the yard.
They do.
And they're
and
like,
my milkshake,
it's better than yours.
So I decided, because I couldn't just bake cookies. No, that is not me enough. When I cook, I have to do. So I decided I was going to create a cookie bouquet.
Yes.
And instead of flowers, like welcome home flowers, I was going to create this arrangement of cookies. I went to Hobby Lobby and I bought they have lollipop sticks specifically made for cookies. Because this is a thing now,
right,
that some people do.
What are the difference between the cookie sticks and the lollipop sticks? What is the difference?
They're thicker.
Them? Yes.
And they're longer.
They're thicker and longer. Got
correct
it.
Correct.
Right. I don't know why you were giggling about that, but okay. They're thicker and longer.
They're thicker, longer, and uncut. No, but anyway.
So just like eyelashes, basically.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to do that. So then at Hobby Lobby, I decided, well, what am I going to put it in? Like, what am I going to put this bouquet in? And I had to get the floral foam.
So the floral foam from Hobby Lobby?
Yes.
Okay. So the Hobby Lobby floral foam, which you can get at Hobby Lobby.
This episode brought to you by
Hobby Lobby, with the floral foam. Right.
And then I decided, because Sunday is Father's Day, why don't I make a cookie bouquet for my father?
Right,
as well?
because what,
I don't know what
who,
I'm going to get.
What father doesn't want from their gay son? A big bouquet of cookies.
It is very gay, right, isn't it? I'm going to. Anyway, so.
I know I haven't come out to you, Dad, but here's the big bouquet of cookies I made just for you. Look, the sticks are longer and thicker.
And uncut. They know. Anyway, that's it. So I have a lot to do. It's been a very busy week, and
you're
you're
like a little Heloise over there. Just
I still have cookie bouquets to make on Saturday. I've got all the materials now, but I have to make them on Saturday. And I'm also making creme brulee, because that was the first dessert he and I ever had together.
Ah.
And he likes to. I will say this. This is going to make me sound very sappy.
Yes.
But he likes the one sweet romantic thing that he does. Is he will not eat a dessert separately. He has to share desserts with me. So anytime we have dessert, he wants one bowl and two spoons. And I think that's really sweet and romantic. So,
excellent. Aw. Aw. No, you BSOD'd again.
It's on a loop. And I didn't have time
right,
to
fine,
edit out
fine,
the credits.
You're fine. All right, I'm trying to edit here on the fly, because we the Stephen call and whatever. So I don't want to bore people with how many times can I say I moved? And for God's sakes, it's me. I've been doing this podcast now. How many places have I lived doing just
right,
this
you
podcast?
You know what we could have done is we could have taken a back episode
really,
from you moving and just spliced it in.
Any one of
in
my 12 moves we could have just put on this thing. No, so we moved and normal problems happened, right? Cable wasn't set up. The internet didn't work right. We, had to argue, had to go through tech support level 1, 2, and 3 and, until they finally got it to work. Everything seems to be working.
So at what point do you get an American?
I'm not,
what level of tech support?
I'm not really sure. They all sounded American, but
okay.
The thing is, it's working now. It wasn't working. You know, we moved on a Thursday, and then we didn't get started getting unpacked until Friday, so we had to go all weekend long without internet, which sucks. But at least we had cable, right? So we could watch TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the reason that the show is going out late.
Correct.
So
I could not blame him. I could not record this weekend. I had no internet. So I guess I can close that there. So yeah, nobody wants to hear about the move. So I'll just, you know, things will come up about the move and whatever. But what I did want to say was this. Now that I am living in a different place, before I was living right across the street from my office. So it was
you're a city boy now, right?
That's right. I am. I'm in downtown New Haven. Before I was like maybe 2 minutes to the office, if that. I was a half mile away from my office. So I had no commute. So I couldn't really listen to podcasts. So my podcast listening time was, you know, maybe ironing a shirt in the morning or something. I could start to listen to a show, but then I could get into the car and drive to the office, and I couldn't even make it through a full fatty show because there was no 20 minutes involved. From the time I woke up to the time I was sitting at my desk.
I don't think very many people can make it through a full fatty show, but I don't know if that's the reason.
Numerous people can't make it through a fatty show. But I'm just saying, time-wise, I couldn't even make it through a full fatty show, much less the other. So I got, you know, behind on podcasts. So now I have about a 30-minute drive each way, and I'm no longer going home during lunch and watching TV. I'm instead eating my lunch and listening to podcasts at lunch. So I've got quite a bit more time to listen to podcasts. And I've been listening to some that I really, you know, have been enjoying. And a shout out to Mutant a Day podcast, which I talked about on a previous show here. But here's my problem, okay, is a lot of these things that I'm listening to is while I'm driving, and there's a lot of really good podcasts out there that I want to listen to
my God, we're going to talk about Levelator again.
No. So this is what I would like to do, because I'm just going to bitch and moan, and you know I'm going to bitch and moan about it, but this is what I wanted to offer this up. Not that I'm any kind of, you know, audio genius or whatever, but I've been...
You're offering to level all of their podcasts?
No, I am not.
For them?
I'm saying if you have a suggestion of a podcast that you think I would enjoy listening to on a commute, then please, you know, send an email, call in a voicemail, let me know what that show is, and then I will listen to it, and then I will, you know, if it's something that I think, if you are a podcaster and you would like some advice onto how to improve the quality of your show to make it car friendly, then by all means, just let me know.
Test it out in his very own car.
I have in my cheap little car that has a lot of road noise. I'll be happy to test it out. And there's no excuse for it, simply because you have the tools. The tools are there. They're free. They're easy to use. You just have to just be told how to use them. And it is not like, you know, oh, you must do that. I'm just saying it's real easy to do. So,
well, speaking of that, we have an event coming up in September called Pride 48.
I thought that got canceled.
All of the GLBSTFP.
No, just the GLBT.
M podcast
M?
Will be there.
Who are the M? Are those the masochists?
I don't know. We keep adding letters. But anyway, so we will have sessions on that first day, whatever that we decide that's going to be,
right,
either that
Thursday
or Friday.
That Thursday, yeah.
And we will have one on editing and audio.
Excellent.
So,
if you would like some one-on-one, whatever, just send me, say, hey, I think you should listen to Boo Huckers and Bohonks on your way to work. I'll listen to it. I will not make any comments about their sound because apparently that upsets them. So I will not do that. So,
you know, another thing we could do that I've thought about that I'm mentioning live with you right now and not in a pre-show meeting, mm-hmm, is we could have segments sponsored by podcasts to get out the word of like other podcasts.
This segment is brought to you by, it's time to go to the Celebrity Death Phone. This Celebrity Death Phone is brought to you by Big Fatty Online.
Right. Exactly. They could even pay us.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Daniel.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
This is Nessa. I'm calling
Nessa.
The death
Wait,
phone.
Wait, pause it.
And I'm hoping because all the...
Yes.
Even though you can't really pause it. Thank you for stopping speaking, Nessa. Why does she say this is Nessa and then laugh?
She laughed because she couldn't think of my name.
Oh, I was going to say, is her name, funny to her?
Let's listen to this again, because I just want to say this real quick. I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. So let's listen to this real quick. Now, remember, your former co-host was named Maddie. And in fact, your old show was called the Adam and Maddie Show.
That's true.
I've got this on a few times before. I think, and I can't, I could have egg all over my face, but let's listen again carefully. I think she almost called me Maddie, and that's what she was laughing at. Let's see.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Daniel.
See, all right, so it wasn't Maddie. She just couldn't think of my name.
She just said, so, you know, I don't know what she was thinking. But
hi,
there was no,
Adam. Hey, that guy that everyone hates. Hey, dickhead. Yeah, stuff like that. No, it's Nessa. All right, so we'll continue.
Nessa, I'm calling the death phone.
Yes.
And I'm hoping because all those bastards are away at Gaydays, I might actually get an entry into the pot, so to speak.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Richard Dawson, family feud fame, passed away at the age of 79.
Oh, can we just give it to her anyway?
Desperate Housewives star Catherine Trusel.
No, I know.
I don't know who that is, but she's on Desperate Housewives.
Right.
From what I understand, it's a popular show.
It's very popular.
So maybe
show.
I'll get in with one of those. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
Oh, can we just give her an entry anyway? It's Nessa, for God's sakes.
That wouldn't be fair to all those other people that
but
we.
I don't want to play. I don't want to play a sad tuba for Nessa. Oh, now she's gonna cry, and that's gonna make me cry, and it's just. I'm sorry, Nessa. Sadly, no. You know what? Had they been at the theme park without cell phones, you might have had a chance. But even Pythagoras, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, that is, called in from the theme park.
I'm gonna try this again. Nessa. So the top answer on the board tonight was who died? Richard Dawson. Survey says. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm not hearing anything.
You're not hearing that. Oh,
that's all right.
Great.
It's all right. As long as it's being recorded, that's all that matters. I'll just react. All right.
Let's try that one more time. Survey says. No?
My cat's name is Mitten.
I got nothing.
I'll edit that. We'll edit that. No, we won't. Anyway,
all
right, go right ahead.
No, we're not editing anything. All right. So I just wanted to say that's my thing. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts. So if you'd like me to talk about your podcast and you think that it would stand up to the worthiness of a car, then, you know, let me know. So, and I will now tell you some of the shows that I have been listening to that I can listen to in the car. So I've been listening to... Well, that's not.
That sounds really interesting.
No, I've been listening to a lot of Twitch shows because they have professional audio there. I'm trying to think of a gay show that I've been listening to, and other than the normal suspects like Vera and Fatty, I can't think of it. And Fatty's show has horrible audio quality. It's just that his voice is so fucking grating that it like pierces through
Hello,
the road.
Yeah, I know. Lovey.
Pierces through the road noise. In fact, cars next to me are like, what the f*** is that?
Right.
It's very
They're like,
annoying.
Why are you telling me you had meatloaf for lunch? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's what I'm trying to think of who else I listen to in the car. I've tried to listen to Boo Hacker. I can listen to it at lunch, but it's not quite loud enough for me to listen to in the car. The Mutants A Day podcast, Mutant A Day podcast, I've been listening to it again at lunch. I can't listen to it in the car. I've been listening to a paleo podcast, which I'll talk about later. And then, you know, Vera, I guess. So there you go.
Well,
all right.
Sounds
excellent.
Fascinating.
That's fascinating. I don't know where I was going with this. I just wanted to say, you know, if you want some help or if you want some suggestions, or if you just want me to hear your show and then talk about it on our very highly rated program here,
that's correct.
You know, then, you know, just let me know and whatever.
So I had a topic that I was going to talk about, but it's kind of boring. So I'm going to mention it briefly and then talk about something else that came to me. I did purchase a new computer.
I know.
It came in. It runs the video software that I wanted to run. Hallelujah.
Right.
Which my other one didn't. And so I've got wires strewn about because I was setting up. Now, I will say this. The computer came in. It has a clear plexiglass thingy on the side so you can see through to all the guts.
Making this motion.
I talk with my hands. Yes. It's all right. So I wouldn't be able to speak. This is what keeps me moving in a coherent fashion,
right,
is my hands going. Right. And there's even a little LED-like light on the motherboard that has numbers on it. I don't even know what it means, but it's just cool.
Don't even know.
I have no clue. But there was a crack in the plexiglass, and when I booted the computer, it said, please restart the computer and select boot device. I'm like, this isn't good. So I had to call tech support, and so happens that one of the data cables had come a loose. And but they're shipping me a brand new side panel with a non-cracked plexiglass, so all will be good. On a totally unrelated subject,
I was having a discussion with
Mittens.
Yes.
Now I want to say I am not a racist. I really am not a racist.
Who said you were a racist?
But I think racial humor is funny.
I sometimes do as well, yes.
And, well, Mark Mittens calls me a racist all the time, but when I but make
maybe,
Asian...
Maybe he's saying it to be funny as well.
Well, no, I thought so. But then we had this discussion the other day, and I said, do you really think that I'm a racist? And he said, yeah, sometimes. I'm like, but you make jokes about white people. Are you a racist? He said, probably. He's like, I think we're all a little bit racist. Isn't that a song?
It is from Avenue Q, as a matter of fact, yes.
So then I post on Twitter, I am not
a
racist.
Right.
And Joey... What was the Boo Hooker?
Boo Hooker, right.
Joey, L. Boo Hooker.
Joey L. Boo Hooker. The L stands for loose.
he comes back with, if you have to make the comment, you probably are.
I see. Right.
Well, I think you can say things that are funny and it just be funny. We first of all, we have a comedy podcast. So if I say anything racist on here, I'm trying to be funny.
But, would be the operative word, yes.
Right, whatever. Shut up. But... Even in social situations, if you're familiar with someone and you're dating them or you're friends and you're both different races and whatever, I think you can make fun and poke little racial things back and forth at each other. And that doesn't mean you're a racist. It's just making fun of the differences.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what other people think.
It all has to do with, where your heart is at, right? There's a big difference.
I have sucked many... racial cops.
That's not, you can't get away with that, right?
Oh, some I'm of dating my, an Asian. Some of my best friends are black.
You can't get away. It really has to do with intent, right? The hope and the, without meaning to get too serious here, but the hope is that the audience is enough aware of the fact that we don't actually mean it in a racist way, that they also laugh along because it's an uncomfortable taboo subject. So, and that's, and therein lies the humor, right? Is that you're saying, something, stupid black people, right? No one actually really thinks that I have anything against black people. It's just me saying, well, there are people that, but then again, there's people that hate me just because I exist. So, I mean, whatever, you can't please everyone. Anyway, so right. It's what, that was your big thing was racism. Great. You've brought the show.
Yes.
Now let's mark this down at 32 minute mark. You have brought the show.
I'll give you an example. Like racism. When Excellent. He says the word scissors.
Yes.
He says seesaws.
Seesaws.
Well, I just found that amusing.
That
I think it's cute.
That's adorable.
I
that
think
is
it's
adorable.
So whenever he says something, when he says, I'm like, so you need some seesaws, right? And I think it's incredibly funny.
Maybe this is a racist call right now that we have coming in. I could very well be. Hello.
Hello, dubious intent celebrity death phone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and I am calling to report sad passing of science fiction author Ray Bradbury, who has died about, according to the internet, 18 minutes ago. So I hope I'm first, but I probably am not, since people all have all the time in the world to,
See? Going into that shame spiral now and going...
I had to look up the number on the internet. Right. I'm putting it in my phone now.
Okay? You should.
All right?
Yes.
Bye.
All right, well, go ahead.
Here's another observation that I have. Why do they tell us they're calling the celebrity death phone?
It doesn't matter. We appreciate each and every
I'm
call.
I'm calling the celebrity death... I expect to get a call,
appreciate.
I was trying to call Subway to order a footlong.
Shut up. We want people to call us. We appreciate each and every call.
You're an ass most of the time, and then I talk about the call.
Hey, you know what?
And
congratulations, Laughing Buddha. You are, in fact, the first person to call. See, all that stuff. I'm very glad that Laughing Buddha still listens to us.
But you know what? We're going to need your real name and address to give you the prize if you were to win. So please, keep
photo.
That in mind.
It doesn't have to be of you. Just a naked photo of anyone. I'm happy that Laughing Buddha is still listening to us because he was one of the people that had posted about the... that case where the guy got sentenced to 2 years, the webcam case that I had responded on Google+ kind of forcefully, and I was just I'm going to talk about this on the next show, and then I never heard back from him. So I'm glad that I didn't offend him with.
I'm surprised people didn't report me to the law for saying I videotape people.
Well,
do I really videotape people? That's kind of an old technology. Well, I break out the old VHS camcorder.
Let me get this tape over there. I am going to show you this as soon as I find some kind of machine that can play it. All right.
Betamax.
I got me a Betamax here. All right. So excellent. So you got a new computer and yada, yada, yada. And we skipped over that. right?
And that was it. I'm done.
We're all done over there. So I just got this one thing. Two things. One thing is really, really quickly, which is I've already pre-mentioned, is that the Connecticutians are heading up to New York City Pride on Sunday, June 24th. I think it's Sunday, June 24th. I hope it's Sunday, June 24th.
That just shows how much freaking gay pride you have.
No, we're heading up to New York City Pride. So it's going to be my first big city pride. It's going to be Stephen's first big city pride. And of course,
New York City.
And Patrick from NYC, who was on Twitter and on Google Plus, has contacted us and said, "Hey, I live in New York City, and me and my husband would love to like hook up with everyone and go to dinner after the parade and whatnot." So we're meeting up with Patrick. I know Veritable Virgo, who's up here in the New England area, might also be meeting up with us. So if you are a listener of this show or other shows, well, I don't know how you would hear this if you're a listener of other shows, but if you want to meet up for the Gay Pride thing, if you're up in the New York City area. And you want to like say hello during Gay Pride Day or whatever to Stephen from Wisconsin, because who really would want to say hi to me? But if you did, let me know, because we'll be up there. June 24th, we'll be there all day at the big, well, not all day, because the parade doesn't start till noon. So we'll be there at noon. All right. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Now, the thing that I mentioned earlier is I've been listening to some a paleo podcast, because the closest I can find to the diet that I'm on or the way that I have now decided that I'm going to continue to eat for a while. So it's not a diet. Is
you're going to eat dinosaurs?
No, is the paleo diet, which I do not subscribe to the whole paleo movement. Can I just get that out of the way right now? What pisses me off more than anything is, you know what? This, I'm only interested in you because of your diet. I am not interested in you because I have some kind of social movement where I think big corporations are evil and trying to push chemicals on us and everything. I like my Diet Coke, and it doesn't affect me adversely weight-wise, so therefore, fuck you. I'm not going to buy into your whole like corporate agenda. I don't want to wear feet shoes, and I don't want to run barefoot. So yeah. Anyway, but the point is that to eat a very low carb diet, which is what I am doing, you know, I like to hear some thoughts of other people and just kind of gauge what I'm doing and where I'm at with other people. So listening to the Paleo podcast has been really, really, really kind of good. And I know Fatty's on it, and I don't know how Fatty is doing. Like, I don't know if he has any comments on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I wasn't listening to him when I didn't have a commute every single day, so I can't. I don't know if on his show he talked about some of the effects, but I do know that when I was listening to Steve Gibson, he had reported some of the effects. And I would just like to confirm some of those things. For the last 4 or 5 days, I don't get hungry. I'm not hungry. You know what I'm saying? I have to remember to eat because I'm not hungry. So it's not like before I would wake up and I'd be, you know, my stomach would be like, I have to have food, you know, or like it would get near lunchtime. You'd look up at the clock. It's like, Jesus Christ, when in the fuck is it?
Well, you know, lunchtime? I'm really proud of you because I usually have to remember not to eat.
Well, I'm just saying,
generally
totally on this diet. It's just, I don't get hungry.
Have you had the hard poop yet?
No, I don't have. I'm eating plenty of fiber. I'm drinking plenty of water. I'm not having any kind of hard poop. But here's the thing. When I say that I'm not hungry, that's kind of misleading, because I do get hungry. It's just, it's a very slow, gradual thing, as opposed to before, when it would just be like, oh my God, my stomach is rumbling and I gotta have food right now. I'm no longer having that. I kind of just don't have hunger. I have a very slow, steady hunger. I haven't eaten dinner. It's 10 o'clock tonight. I haven't eaten dinner. I just thought about this, like, I guess I should eat at some point. But I just don't. I'm not hungry. And so that was just something I wanted to report there. I feel a lot better. It's like, I have a lot more energy. Like, and it's so subtle, because, you know, you hear these people on infomercials all the time. It's like, and I have more energy and I'm just great and I'm just wonderful. But I do have more energy, and it's a very subtle thing. It's just stupid little things that you notice, like, I need to get up and go over to the other side of the office to pick up something. And prior, I probably would have just said, no, I'll just wait and I'll do that when I go to get a Diet Coke or anything. Now I find myself getting up and walking over there and doing it. You know what I'm saying? These very subtle things where it's like I have the energy to, and I have the desire to get up and walk and get up and go and do stuff. It's just little things where you have the energy. You're not like laying at your desk going, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't want to get up and do it. I feel very energetic. I feel very good.
You would actually have moments where you would think, do I really want to get up from the desk and go pick that up?
Yes.
5 feet away from here?
No, not 5 feet. I mean, 50 feet. I mean, like on the other side of the office. We have a big office.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's like, you know, you have to walk across the office, you know. But the point is that it was just more of a case of, I'll just do it all at once. All right? I'm just stupid little things like that. Like you're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV on the couch, and then you're like, think, oh, I got to go get something in the office. I'll just wait till the commercial break or whatever. I now now feel like I have the energy. You know what I'm saying? I just feel more peppy. I feel like I have more energy. I'm not run down and tired. When I come home in the afternoon, it's not, my first thought isn't like, I got to take a nap. You know what I'm saying? I'm very energetic.
I'm a bored eater. I don't even, because I always say that I don't get bored, but if I am bored, like at work, for instance, I will just want to eat. So I'm an emotional eater. Like if I am having bad emotions, I want to go get like a double cheeseburger. I really have to watch that.
Right, but there could be a lot. You could be over emotional because of your diet. You never know. But you know what? I used to do this on the old DI show, so I'll just do this. I'll just carry it over right here into this one. So let me. Okay, so I'm down 8 pounds now since when I started the diet a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm down to 8 pounds, which puts me at somewhere around 207, which is still really fat, but, you know, less than the 215 that I was. So there
well,
you go.
Since we're talking about weight.
I wasn't talking about weight. I was talking about the new way that I'm eating. I'm not done. Can I finish?
Yes.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I don't miss anything. It's like today we had cupcakes for our boss for a baby shower or whatever. I had no interest in eating them. They're like sickeningly sweet to me. I'm absolutely enjoying this way of eating because
I know what you should do.
What?
You should carry around some bacon, and then when other people are having cupcakes, just pull the bacon out of your pocket and just chew on bacon.
You know what, there's almonds at my desk. I have almonds.
Hard boiled eggs.
I like
now if you pull those out of your pocket, you're gonna get some looks.
Yeah, that's
but right. Actually, you know you know where you could store if you leave them in the shell. Right. You know you could store them
in my pants.
In your pants, right. And then it would look like you're big fatty.
Right. With the big balls.
Right.
Right. Exactly. He can't use this clip on his show because there's music behind it, but that's all right. It doesn't really. We just wasted a big fatty reference. We'll never get any publicity out of that. So anyway, I just wanted to say. So I'm really enjoying this. I hate to call it a diet, and it's not a paleo thing because I don't subscribe to that whole fucking movement. I still eat lots of chemicals, and I am very happy about chemicals because chemicals are good. And, you know, I'm not eating carbs. So, and it took me a while to figure this out because I had to do lots of reading to figure this out. When I say carbs, I'm not eating any flour, rice, potatoes, or something else.
You should probably stay away from corn and carrots because they have a lot of carbs as well.
No, corn. So I just said that. I'm not eating any flour, corn. I don't know what it is. I'm not eating
grains, rice, or potatoes.
All right, so I'm not eating grains. I'm not eating corn. So I'm not eating potato. And I'm not eating sugar. Those are the things that I have cut out of my diet. Everything else is fair game. So vegetables are good. Meat is good. Fat is good. Avocados and those. Anyway, there we go. Olives. Those are all good. Anyway, high fat, low carb. I'm a sold. I don't know why I said I'm a sold.
Well, you know, last week I am on a diet as well.
Mm-hmm. And how are you doing?
I am always on a diet, but I did. I got down to a fairly, I was okay with my weight when I went to Pride 48. But over the holidays, I gained back 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
Which still didn't put me up to my highest weight. But anyway, I lost 2 pounds last week. So,
well, excellent.
Yeah. I'm now 148 pounds. So,
see, I'm having such a, I'm feeling so good on my diet. I know that someone at work today decided that they were going to start the thing. They were going to
start. Although someone at work today got up, they actually congratulated him. Apparently, he's been on this liquid diet since September of last year.
He just gets drunk every day.
And
he, I'm on a liquid diet.
It's a, you know,
was his name Vera Charles?
No, but he is. It is a medically prescribed, like monitored, whatever. I don't know if they're protein drinks or what they are, but anyway, he has lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
Since September. So,
congratulations to him.
Apparently, he was a hefty man.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think we're done with that. We're done with that. So that just leaves us one thing to
Before
do.
Before we go any further.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Can you hear this?
Yes. Yes, I can. Oh, is that the celebrity death phone? Hello.
Ring, 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 celebrity death phone.
Gonna be a death. Gonna be a death. Oh, I thought we were gonna do a duet. Oh, I thought we were gonna do a duet. Remember, you were gonna sing, and I was gonna do the little chanting, and here they would go like that.
Ring, 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 celebrity death phone.
Gonna be a death.
Hi, this
death
is Scott, Hater69.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Scott.
Ray Bradbury died.
Oh, I know.
Science fiction writer. Let's see, Fahrenheit 451.
Fahrenheit?
Wicked This Way Comes.
Yes.
The Martian Chronicles.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big science fiction geek slash nerd.
Those two Ray Bradbury novels, the titles just rolled out your tongue.
Imagination.
Yes.
So, yeah, put $5 in.
That we did.
Bye-bye.
Sater.
I just didn't have it in me to sing the whole thing. So, bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, there you go. Sater69. Ray Bradbury has died.
Survey Says?
No, we're not doing Survey Says. That was Richard Dawson.
Oh, sorry.
This is Ray Bradbury. You would have to...
He didn't write Star Wars.
I know,
Wars.
But it's science. What other science what? Fiction thing do I have here?
Did you hear my Family Feud buzzer?
I did.
Okay, I have to wait. You're
Shut
not editing
up.
This.
Yes.
You're not editing this, so I have to tell the audience. You will hear a phone ring and Daniel talking right over it earlier in the podcast because he could not hear it. So, anyway.
All right, well, Sater69, sorry about that. You did not. You did not win the, and someone beat you to it. Who was it that beat you to it? It was Laughing Buddha, that's who.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap.
Why do I always click on that one instead of the right one?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
This segment is brought to you by PodCubs POV. Listen to them over at Pride 48 on Thursday evenings.
You can't do it. You can't just say this. You gotta introduce the segment. But the iPlus technology segment is brought to you by PodCubs POV. Check them out on pride48.com.
You know, I'm not doing it. I know we're not doing it video or anything, but
yes.
Do I have to kind of hold my ear when I do that?
Yeah,
like announcers
you do.
That's
how you get the voice. See, normally you just sound like this, and then you hold your hand up to your head, and then you sound like this.
Right.
Okay. All right, so what do we got in the old tech segment here?
Well, I don't know if this will interest you at all, it was something I wanted to mention like months ago, and I forgot. It completely slipped my mind. So I have watched – Mark has a TV that is much better than mine, and it's this huge, like, 60-inch whatever.
Right. And it's longer and thicker than yours is what you're saying.
But I've noticed when I would go over there and watch TV with him that – all the shows, they look like home movies or something. Like,
right.
They look like, I mean, seriously, they look like a home video.
Right.
I mean, the quality is really good, but there was something about them that was like,
it sounded to me like they'd be like, oh, that's set on some crappy interlaced signal.
What is this? So, I was listening to a discussion of the new Hobbit movie.
The Hobbit movie. The new Hobbit movie is brought to you by Hello Nessa. Hello Nessa can be heard at Helena. I'm sorry.
And so they were saying that The Hobbit is being filmed at 60 frames per second or some.
Yes.
The normal movie frame per second is 24.
Correct. Can you hear that? There's apparently a group of Harley riders outside my window.
No,
sorry.
I'm not. About that. I'm not hearing that. Yeah. But anyway, so I got to thinking about it, and there was this whole discussion on one of the shows I watch on Twit about how you can change your frame rate on a lot of new televisions to 120.
Yes.
And that it makes it look like a soap opera or a home movie or something because it's too sharp.
Right.
Like it kind of breaks that wall. Like I like the feeling when I'm watching TV that I get that I'm kind of immersed in this other world.
Right.
But I think that higher frame rate to me makes me feel like I'm just in it's real life. It kind of takes away that.
It's
hyper real.
It becomes hyper real and annoying.
It's too real. So it annoys me. And you and I have had this discussion that if lips are off at all, milliseconds, it
bugs
the hell out
you.
Of me.
Yes.
So I think it's the same thing. And I just wanted to get your opinion on if you've had this experience.
I have not.
And what your thought is on that.
I have not.
You haven't. Okay.
My one problem that I have with TVs is because I don't know if you know this or not, but we move a lot, which means a lot of cable people have hooked up our TV over the years. And the problem right now, the problem is that you'll get these cable installers who will come in and they, for some reason, they get it in their head that 1080 is the best number, right? So they set their cable boxes to be 1080i and that looks like crap because we have 720 TVs. And
yeah.
And so this is the thing that annoys me. The I after a number means interlaced. which means in reality, it's actually half of that resolution. So a 1080i is actually only 540 resolution that uses an interlacing thing. So it means 1 millisecond, it shows you these lines, and then the next millisecond, it shows you the next set of lines. And
right.
It bounces back and forth between them. Mm-hmm. And it looks washed out, and it looks bad, especially on action things, it looks very washed out. The P after a number stands for progressive, which means every single frame is the entire picture. So in reality, 720p is a lot higher resolution than 1080i. So, I had to explain this to the last cable guy. I was just like going, why are you saying it? No, put it on P, put it on 720p. That's where we want to be. And he's like, well, 1080 is a bigger, and I had to, so whatever. I've got
you had to actually explain to the cable guy about resolution.
And you know what? And we've got a hard cap here that you've got to get out of here. And I've got a cat that needs out of this door, sir. So that's our technology segment for this week. Buy it, use it, break it. God damn it. I played the wrong song again.
DI Plus News this evening is brought to you by Auntie Vera Speaks. You can find her at
VeraHasSpoken.com.
Right. All right.
All right. While you read your news story, I have to let this cat out the door.
Well, okay, but we're going to miss all the witty repartee.
Oh, it's just right up. It's not like I'm in a palatial place here. I just got to open this door over here. No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
All right. Well, a beagle returns home with an unusual find that has led to a criminal investigation in the town of Gallup, New Mexico. A human skull. The dog found the remains Saturday evening and carried them home. Its owner, who lives on the west end of Gallup's airport, then alerted authorities, John Allen, deputy police chief, told MSNBC.com. Police have determined the skull was from an individual believed to be a man, roughly 35 to 45 years old, who probably died about 3 years ago.
Oh my God, Allen I saw said. This on an episode of Bones. I'm pretty sure.
You know, that's always the first thing that they do, that she's like, she walks up and she barely looks at it. You know, right. She touches a couple of spots on it and she's like, this is a man roughly 35 to 45 who was apparently masturbating right before death.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean,
or she makes one of the flunkies do it. Like, what do you see about this?
It's a man 32 to 45. No, it's for,
yeah, it's correct. Anyway, I'm sorry. Have we gotten to the scat part yet?
You know, speaking about, no, I'm reading it out of order, sorry.
Oh, excellent.
So the, damn it. Oh, speaking of Bones, I did not like the fact that they got together.
You're ruining it. Spoiler alert. I'm on last season.
What?
I haven't watched last season yet.
Oh, hell, sorry.
I watched it on Netflix stream. Great. Now there's no point in watching it.
Anyway, there you go. That's the news.
That's the news is what I heard. Excellent.
No, that's that story.
All right. Yeah,
we're missing
one.
A sound effect.
I'm, you know what? I told you I've been moving. I don't know if you know that or not. I've been
you
moving.
You back to the sound effect?
They keep adding things to it. Objection! I don't even know what that is.
The sound Objection! Effect is in one of the Tupperware boxes behind you. So a new study on endangered Pacific Northwest killer whales is getting noticed not just for its finding. Less salmon to eat is a much bigger stress factor than whale-watching boats.
Hey, where's Barry?
But for who helped out, namely a black Labrador.
Why is it got to be black? That's racist.
I'm not racist.
Well, if you have to say so. Why suddenly Boo Hacker sounds like Paul Lynde.
A black Labrador named...
Yes.
Damn it, my computer did this last...
Oh, I'm thought the black going. Labrador named Wilford or something. I thought it was going to be some stereotypical black name. The black lab named Shaquiqua.
The black lab. It doesn't have its name. Trained to detect killer whale scat.
Uh-huh. Well,
sighted.
So wait, let me get this straight. A Labrador was trained to smell killer whale scat.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha.
All right. So, you know, I...
Here's the damnedest thing. I don't know why all the fish disappeared from this store, but what we got is I got this big pile of crap over here. Maybe someone can go smell that and see what that is.
It's like, really? We have to have dogs sniffing to find killer whale crap? Is that a big problem?
You wanted to know his name. Cited as, quote, the dog. in the peer-review study.
That's racist.
Tucker is credited with allowing researchers to get a better sampling of the resident killer whales in waters off Washington State and Canada's British Columbia while monitoring from a distance.
Oh, wow. I thought the phone was turned off during the news segment. Apparently, I'm wrong.
Hey, y'all. Smooth. Ray Bradbury died this morning.
He did.
I don't know if you knew that.
We
did. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Moose. That's my new thing. Right. All right. Excellent. Sorry about that, Moose. But thank you for the call. We do appreciate each and every call. Even if
I want a dog that can smell whale scat.
But especially the calls from the winners, because that's what we like to do. All right, so we're done, right?
I'm skipping the next news story,
Excellent.
So yes.
Now we just need for me to bring up this. Maybe the phone will ring while I'm trying to find this thing.
I don't know.
Oh, look.
Wait,
it's almost as if on cue
that?
There that it's, the phone is rung. Like,
hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, Turnip Head calling. Ray Bad Brad Ray.
Yes.
Brad.
Brad.
Barry.
Barry.
That's R-A-Y B-R-A-D-B-U-R-Y.
I can't understand a word that
he's
saying.
Thanks for calling.
His Canadian accent is so thick, I can't understand a word that he is saying.
He spelled it. I think he was making reference to the Donna Sugar, Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. It was Donna Summer that died.
Debacle.
Right.
It's your birthday.
DI Plus Birthdays is brought to you by Toppy Smelly. Check them out at toppysmelly.topcom.
You know, we could have talked about the new domain things
we
that are being
but
sold,
we're running out. You've got a hard
right.
deadline here.
I do. I yes. do. So, birthdays.
Yes.
Here, let's just get right into that. There was
J.R.
something
Ewing.
I was going to say. But I forgot. So here okay. is the first birthday.
Listening right now.
Well, now take down your fishing pole.
That's Andy Griffith. That is actually the man singing the song. That is him. That's Matlock. That's him. That's Andy Griffith.
It is. And Andy Griffith, it is his birthday.
Why can't I move
and he
list?
Turned 86.
I'm trying to move this list to the end, and it keeps switching back and forth. All right. He was what? He was how old when he died?
He turned 86, and he is not dead.
86.
What were you mumbling under your breath?
He is dead. All right, so Andy Griffith is dead, so he is twice of a Morgan Freeman.
He is not dead. He's 86. He's alive. What were you mumbling under your breath?
I was trying to move the show card to the end of the Trello list, and it kept switching back. I wouldn't take it. So I know,
it did that to me earlier, you know, too. I don't know why. Here's the next one.
Next one. Some hippie chick. It's very quiet.
An old man turning
80. Oh, this is one of those. I'm supposed to know this. Oh, what's it? Sheryl Crow or something like that? Alanis Morissette.
It is Alanis Morissette.
Yes. All right, yes.
And Alanis Morissette turned. She's pretty young. She's only 30. Almost at 86.
She's only 86. Right.
She's 38.
38.
She got kind of loud there.
Isn't
so
that
happy
ironic?
Birthday.
See, it's because her song
you
was,
think?
Was called Ironic. Isn't that ironic that she would be 38 and... It's Leave It to Beaver, starring Ward Cleaver as Bob and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. So this is the theme to Leave It to Beaver. Barbara Billingsley.
No.
So-and-so. Hugh Grant.
As the Beaver.
No, was it Hugh Grant? No, Hugh Downey. Hugh Grant.
It was already
Hugh
Downey's birthday.
Terribly sorry about that. I was out with a prostitute.
Who was the star of the show?
The star of the show was Jerry Mathers.
There you go. Jerry Mathers had a birthday. Mm-hmm. Still living off that Leave It to Beaver fame. He
right.
turned 64 years
64.
Old.
64. He is almost as old as Morgan Freeman. I watched Leave It to Beaver. I was on one of the episodes as a young slave boy.
You know, you're still, that was racist.
That was back in the 50s when that show was on. Isn't that what they had there? I don't know what they had.
You're still on the Morgan Freeman thing, even though we clearly figured out his age last week.
You know, I can't remember things from week to week.
All right, here's the next one.
This, I'm embarrassed to say, is a Kenny G song.
Absolutely. I love Kenny G.
The way that it's I so... know this is sad, because that means that I've listened to a Kenny G song.
It's relaxing. I love Kenny G. Kenny G turned 56 years old. He really is a good saxophone player.
Alto sax. No, soprano, it's a soprano sax. Yeah, soprano sax.
Yeah. Anyway, I know it sounds like elevator music, but he's a very good saxophonist. Excellent. If that's the way you say that.
He's a saxophonist.
Happy birthday.
Right. Happy birthday.
Here's the next one.
Ooh, this would be the artist formerly known as Prince.
Wow, you got it already. Yes, yes. Prince.
Oh, why wouldn't I know that? This is the defining movie of my generation, the movie called Purple Rain. I never meant to call
you. So Prince, or the artist formerly known as, or the symbol, or whatever he is today, I don't know. He turned 54 years old.
54 years old for the Prince man.
So happy birthday, Prince.
Happy birthday, Prince. You are going to tell me when you're at the next to the last one, right?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I really did fly from London. And
this
and
is Joan
it was
Rivers.
Like a happy time, so excuse me, because I had to...
Absolutely. Joan Rivers. You're...
I'm very good at voices. I've always been good at voices.
So Joan Rivers turned 79.
79. She is 2 3/4 Morgan Freeman's.
You are just making shit up.
Object.
I want someone to check your math.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Larry, also known as Q-Sledge.
Q-Sledge.
Unfortunately, former Fleetwood Mac member Bob Welch was found dead.
Who?
But I don't think he counts.
You know, I have no idea who that is. Bob Welch?
But anyway.
I forgot the band name.
Wonderful day.
Yeah, no. Take care. No. Sorry, never heard of it.
Maybe he committed suicide, and that's why he thinks probably. He doesn't count. I heard somebody committed suicide, so.
Yeah. All right, so sorry, Larry. Sorry about that.
So here's our next one.
Next. Sorry. This is Judy Garland.
Oh, maybe I won't take your gay card away then. Yes, that is Judy Garland. Mm-hmm. You know, on a semi-gay podcast, I could not ignore the birth of Judy Garland.
That's right. Friends of Dorothy, as it were. So, Miss Garland is how old now?
Well, she's dead.
No, that's not
so
possible.
So, if anybody
that's
wants to call
possible.
The celebrity death phone...
Tell us that Judy Garland is dead.
She would have been 90 years old.
90 years young. No, wait, that's impossible. That would make Liza Minnelli younger than 90. And that's not possible. Because I've seen Liza Minnelli, and she is easily 90.
So, here is our last birthday.
Our last birthday.
For this evening.
For this evening. Now, did you think I would get this one, or you didn't think I'd get this one?
I wasn't sure.
This would be Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Well, golly.
That's correct. This would be Jim Nabors, who played the part of Gomer Pyle.
It certainly would. Jim Nabors, who is, in fact, still alive and gay, I believe.
He and Andy Griffith are... Are getting it on.
Are they in a loving relationship?
They're in a very loving relationship with a pie that Aunt B made.
So Jim Nabors turned 82 years young.
82 years young. Congratulations, Jim Nabors. All right.
And those are our birthdays.
Do we have any Pride 48 birthdays that we should be talking
about? Oh, hell.
No, we don't. We have no idea. All right. If you're in Pride 48 land and you're having a birthday, then happy birthday to you. It's your birthday. Excellent. So very, 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 very excellent. We have no emails.
No.
Although it says one.
No, that was from from last.
I didn't delete it there, and we have no Google comments. We have no comments on our website.
We do have a comment on Google Plus.
Yes, what would that be?
So I wanted to go over and let me just go back because I just saw it today.
Well, while you're looking for that, let's just play the this phone call that came in.
All right.
Hi, guys. It's RT Cruiser. Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Now, I know Donna Sugars is going to be beside herself with this one.
Yes.
Nolan Miller, designer of all the Dynasty Power looks, is dead at 79.
He's just making up words now, isn't he? Wait, something with Dynasty... What?
Designer of all the Dynasty Power looks is dead at 79.
Dynasty Power looks?
He did lots of stuff, designed lots of clothes, and I was very confused because it says he was married. I just don't get it.
I don't even know who it is. Do we know who this
either.
Is?
No.
Did he play?
Now, I know Donna Sugars is going to be beside herself with this one. Nolan Miller, designer of...
Nolan Miller.
Nolan Miller, maybe?
Nolan Miller. I have no idea who
RT, would you stop drinking in the trees and falling out of them?
His Canadian accent is so thick that I can't. Did you find the Google Plus thing?
Yes, I did.
All right, what do we got?
Zachariah Boyer from the Google Plus says, really enjoying your shows lately. Now, I do want to ask you something, Zachariah. Does that mean that before...
Yeah, he was.
You were not enjoying our shows.
He was not enjoying them until lately, but now he's enjoying them.
Well, I'm glad we've improved.
Maybe we can send him a questionnaire to find out what exactly that we've changed to make him now like us.
But after you listen to tonight's show, you may go back to the way it was before. Just turned a few friends of mine onto podcasts.
Yay!
And suggested they check you out.
Excellent. Well, hello, friends of, what's his name?
Zachariah Boyer.
Zachariah!
His phone number is...
He sounds like a science fiction guy. Flying through space, patrolling the zone, is Zachariah in his trusty ship.
Now, we do have a mention on Google Plus. Guru Nudie posted a picture of the globe.
The globe?
And it has a bunch of pictures of ugly celebrities or really like bad photos of celebrities. Yes. And it says, who'll die next?
Yes.
He says the Dubious Intent Plus edition of the globe.
Yes.
And then underneath it, he has a comment from Gravita saying, with porn stars, and Musing Mark for some reason says, I hope it's not me.
Right, because Musing Mark is Canada. He's a porn star in Canada. They're very small there. All right, let's go to our next phone call here.
Petticoat Junction, Sam Drucker. Has passed. I've notified Sarah over in Pixley, and I'll get in touch with Uncle Joe.
He's moving kind of slow.
and I'll be taking the cannonball over to the Shady Rest, and I think the viewing's going to be there, thank you.
Excellent. Is this true? Sam Drucker died?
I don't know. Is that that's not the actor's name.
No, but that was his character, Frank Cady. Yeah, here it is right here. Let me get to the ad. To the article. Frank Cady, a.k.a. Green Acres' Fred Drucker, in praise of Hooterville Hotcakes and Arnold the Pig. So he died and...
Too bad that person that called in didn't say they were calling the Celebrity Death Phone and didn't give their name.
You don't have to, and we've already said numerous times that you have to leave your name unless you're Big Fatty. And that clearly was Big Fatty. So there you go, Fatty. Congratulations on... let me get the ta-da down here. That's... Where are we at? Excellent. And so congratulations, Fatty. You have an entry into the show, which, as an international internet celebrity, you are free to assign your entry to someone else if you so choose. Might I suggest NASA? All right. We have one more celebrity phone call here, and let's listen to that, shall we?
Yeah, this is Bliss Natus, and I am sad to report that Lord Byron passed away on June 10th. Thank you.
And indeed, Lord Byron, a member of the Pride 48 community, known as Lord Byron on Twitter and throughout most of everything in the chat rooms and whatnot, did indeed die. And there you go. Let me just read this from his obituary. The Reverend George W. Loveland, 67 of Port Byron, Illinois, an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church and retired minister, died Sunday, June 10th, 2012, in Genesis Medical Center, Illinois. Illini Campus Sylvanus. I can't read worth shit. Anyway, there was a memorial that's going to be held this weekend. Not that you'll be able to make it. I think one of the nicest and most touching things that I saw about this is there's a guest book on this page, on the Trimble Funeral Home page, which is now up to 3 full pages of people signing it, just from the podcasting community, as well as people in his real, you know, in his real life signing it. So there you go. Lord Byron, you will be missed. Something that is not commonly known about Lord Byron is that he was the one that didn't like for us to call it a little show. Back when Fatty calls his show a little show, and Wes and I over on Live It Up would call it a little show, Lord Byron was quite angry with us for calling it a little show. In a lovingly cantankerous way, he was angry at us for doing that because he was said we put far too much effort in it to degrade it by calling it a little show. So that's actually what led to Wes and I doing the El Espectaculo Gigante show, which would be the big show. So there you go. In case you didn't know that, that was.
Well, I wanted to say I didn't know him personally, but I have corresponded with him on Twitter. And yeah, I was really sad to hear that. You know, although I did get a Twitter post from him after he died. So I don't know if he was scheduling his tweets.
He was probably tweeting from beyond the grave.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I was going to look. In fact, I need to look back and see if there are any more tweets from
maybe
him.
Maybe there's lottery numbers or something buried in there. Anyway, Brother Sinatus, thank you for bringing that to our attention. And of course, Lord Byron is a celebrity in anyone's eyes, and we will be upping the pot by $5. So
he will be missed.
He will. Excellent. Well, that was just a complete downer. Play us out of this.
All righty then. 3, 2, 1.
All right. So you shit. Why can't I do that? All right.
I want to officially apologize, everyone, for the uncommonly unproduced quality of tonight's show. My laptop my recording computer has decided to do things funny, so it's affected me. Daniel just moved, and I got a new computer, so we're
The crappy quality of the audio tonight is brought to you by Satisphere. Go to Satisphere.com.
It should have been brought to you by Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
All right, so the whole paleo thing, if you're interested, you know what? It's not the paleo diet. It's not what I'm on, but it is the closest thing to what I'm on. If you're interested in any of the high-fat, low-carb stuff, go back to last week where I talked about, or last show where I talked about the thing. The book that you should be reading, The Art and Science of Low Carb Living. Very good. I've actually felt really good and, whatever. I think one of the trickiest things to do is to find good food to eat, right? Because you're cutting out a lot of things that are found in packaged foods. And so you're like, well, you're at a restaurant and you want to eat and, you know, not really sure what soups or salads that you can eat because you're not sure of all the ingredients that are in there. So there's several different websites on the internet that will find recipes for this kind of a diet. And one of them is called Nom Nom Paleo. And I'm pretty sure that was where you would go to get the recipe for Gazpacho. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed. Oh, I'm sorry. The closing to DI Plus is brought to you by Live It Up, the podcast from Two Coast. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. That's 2x2 DI Plus. You don't just have to call us when people die. You can call us to say hi, you know, whatever. Send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or go to our website, dubiousintent.com, for links to all of our other doobly-doo stuff, which, includes Google Plus and Twitter and all that stuff. So
that's right. You can do that.
You can. So, and there's no video tonight, so if you're going there, you can see the videos from the past shows there, but not for tonight, because we did not record the video tonight, because...
That is correct,
sir. Because we're not John Ong. We're not rude.
I guess we could have recorded it with no studio audience.
I don't know how we would have recorded, because you have to broadcast to record, so...
Oh, that's right.
Sure. All right, say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, Adam, and everyone.
Oh, that's a wrong show. See, because unsauced with all the hosts, I say goodnight, everyone. In this show, I just say goodnight. Oh, my God, your thing BSOD'd again.